dictation, 7th of February. Patient Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, L-S-E-L-L-I-S, date of birth, 10th of June, 1959. Kathy Ellis was seen in the office recently, your paragraph. She had previously been seen for Graves' disease with hyperthyroidism, which had been treated in the past with radioiodine, your paragraph. Current medication, Synthroid 0.125 milligrams daily, period paragraph. Since her last visit more than almost 2 years ago, she had lost significant amounts of weight and had been hospitalized in October 2024 for apparent pancreatitis. And has not seen a gastroenterologist since discharge, per paragraph. On this visit, she had no specific complaints, per paragraph. Social history, she drinks about 8 beers per day and smokes 1 pack of cigarettes per day, in addition to numerous amounts of coffee, per paragraph. Other medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Trelegy, vitamin D, period paragraph. General review is unremarkable apart from weight loss, period paragraph. On examination, she looked thin and otherwise was not in distress, period. Pulse was about 86 per minute, common regular sinus rhythm, and the blood pressure was 120 over 90, period. The heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral exam was intact, period paragraph. Recent lab studies have shown free T4 1.88, elevated, and TSH 0.01, suppressed. Chemical profile is notable for elevated liver function, AST and ALT at 67 and 73, respectively, period. Her sodium level was 132, and free T3 was 3.2, period. Paragraph impression, Graves' disease with previous treatment with radioiodine and now over replaced with thyroid hormone, period. She also has sinus tachycardia, probably secondary to a combination of alcohol intake, cigarette smoking, coffee, and possibly anxiety, paragraph. I recommend that she decrease the Synthroid to 0.125 milligrams, 5 days per week. I've advised that she stop drinking alcohol immediately and return for follow-up and repeat thyroid function test in 5 weeks' time, period, paragraph, end of dictation.